Oh, forge.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. If you have a shirt, and in the old days especially, where they had these new fabrics, say you'd take a shirt and you'd wash it, and it would have fit fine before you washed it. After you washed it, what do you call the thing a lady would carry her coins in?
Purse.
Okay. See, Carol wasn't wearing one. But if, what do you call a thing a lady has around her wrist, this piece of jewelry?
Bracelet.
Yes. Okay. What do you call a thing you take out to put up so the rain doesn't get on your head?
Umbrella.
Okay. If you're gonna make up a bed, what are the different things you put on the bed?
You ought to know that.
You have to help me every time.
Springs, mattress, and darn firm fitting sheet. Two sheets, really. And not a blanket or spread.
Really? Spread? And by the way, my bed hasn't got spread on it today.
A lot of times the old days would have a room where they had central heat, they'd have a real heavy thing you'd put on, maybe made out of patchwork or some kind of, what would you call that?
Comfort.
Okay. Did they ever have a word for a bed that was made up on the floor?
Of any name for it. I've slept on them. But.
Okay. You wouldn't call it a pallet or anything?
Oh, a pallet.
Is that a word you'd use, or is it? I guess not.
Not that I know.
Okay.
What are some different kinds of soil that you might have? It's not dirt soil, but planting soil. Different kinds of crops, different kinds of soil you might have. And what kind of soil do they have around here, for example?
Oh, we have clay soil, sandy soil. Oh, I can't think of some of the others. Black soil.
What do you call that black soil?
That's what I sometimes call it gumbo.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other word for it?
Wouldn't be silt. Muck.
Muck is one thing. Would you call it loam or loom or anything? Or?
Loam soil.
Not that I wouldn't think you'd call that heavy black soil loam.
What is loam?
More sandy.
Crumbles easier. Yeah. I would know just what they do call it.
Okay. How about if you have a sort of low-lying grassland that's not underwater or anything, but it's low-lying? Would you have a word for that?
Swale.
Then that's
or not exactly a swamp either.
So a swale has water in it?
Not necessarily, I don't think.
Uh-huh. How about if you have a larger thing, maybe that does have water standing in it, what would you call that?
Larger amount of water, you say? Mm-hmm. Lake.
Well, it's not deep enough for a lake, but it's maybe a couple feet deep or something like that. It sort of keeps standing there.
Slough.
Okay. What's the other word you mentioned a minute ago? The bigger thing where you have alligators or something. Not in Indiana, but in Georgia or something like that, where you have alligators and stuff. Big